Kansas wheat farmers are watching their input costs closely, with fertilizer being one of the biggest expenses. With global supply issues and challenging demand affecting prices, this article looks at how farmers can manage risk by using careful nutrient management and WheatRx strategies. On a recent episode of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast, Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, outlined how fertilizer markets are shaped by geopolitics, energy supply, and international demand. Nitrogen production depends heavily on natural gas, and when Europe lost access to Russian gas, much of its nitrogen production shut down. Trade flows shifted, markets tightened, and prices responded. The United States is relatively strong in nitrogen production, but still imports key products. Potash remains largely import-dependent, and phosphate markets are influenced by global suppliers and export decisions. Big buyers like India can affect global prices with just one purchase, and China's fertilizer policies can have wide effects. Kansas wheat farmers can't control these global factors, but they can make decisions about how they manage their fields. There is no better time to be a good steward of your fertilizer, Rosenbusch said. Now's the time to really tighten the belt and look at some of those good stewardship things, because you can't control, as a grower in Kansas, what China's going to do, what Russia's going to do. This focus on stewardship ties in with WheatRx, a partnership between Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension. WheatRx is designed to help farmers grow high-quality winter wheat in Kansas in a cost-effective and sustainable way. The program highlights the importance of timing nutrients, setting realistic yield goals, and making management decisions that fit Kansas conditions. Research shows there is flexibility in when to apply nitrogen. Studies in the WheatRx series found that winter wheat can bounce back from early nitrogen shortages if nitrogen is available around the jointing stage. In some cases, applying nitrogen later led to better yields than applying it before planting. This flexibility gives farmers more choices when fertilizer prices are high. Rather than applying nitrogen all at once, they can watch how the crop is doing, estimate yield potential, and adjust their fertilizer use as needed. Tools like remote sensing and in-season checks can help make these decisions even better. Kansas winter wheat harvested area has declined at an average rate of about 1.9% per year since 2005. According to data cited in the WheatRx series, even so, research continues to document agronomic, ecological, and economic benefits of including wheat in a cropping system. Global fertilizer markets may keep changing due to world events, but decisions about efficiency are made locally. For Kansas wheat farmers planning their fertilizer programs this season, WheatRx provides research-based advice to help balance profit and stability. Learn more at kswheat.com/KansasWheatRx. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.